The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A ton of things happening in the sports world. Whether it's World Cup, soccer, or anything, we've got you covered here on the program. Later today, the USA playing Portugal in a big, big soccer game later on today. And I got to tell you, I'm not a huge soccer guy, but when the World Cup is on, you got to kind of get into this. I have seen some of the most incredible goals, a lot of headers, some unbelievable shot making, and just pretty cool stuff, to be honest with you. So I'm pretty excited about what's going on with World Cup soccer. Very good stuff, very impressive, and it's pretty cool because everybody all over the world has some sort of an interest in what's going on out there on those fields. Lots going on in the NBA. As we all know, free agency right around the corner. Tons of things could go down. Carmelo Anthony could be a Chicago Bull. Kevin Love is on the move. Whether it's the Warriors, the Lakers, somewhere, this guy's going to make something happen. But anyways, we're just getting warmed up. I'm going to have Jeff Rich hanging out with me here in just a little bit, as well as Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. We talk to her each and every week about a featured charity and what's going on there at TicksForCause.com. So keep it close. A ton of things going on in the sports world. World Cup, NBA free agency, a lot of things that are happening. Like I said, so much to talk about, and definitely want to get your opinions out there. So 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hang tight. Jeff Rich and Mary Nemitz coming up on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich along with Mary Nemitz in just a moment from ticksforcause.com going to join us. But first of all, Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Andy.
You know, a lot of things happening in the sports world. I'm pretty sure you've caught a little bit of what's going on with the World Cup, yes?
Well, you know, I'm one of the those 40% of Americans that just don't care for the game of soccer. You know, I appreciate its the tradition. I appreciate its popularity, but it really just isn't my cup of tea. So beyond the headlines, I'm not much for the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not either. But you know what? When it's on, I gotta check it out. And you know what? I'm going to watch the USA play later today. You know what? It only happens once every 4 years. And I'm like you, man. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I've seen some pretty unbelievable stuff, from the Netherlands when I was watching their first game that they played. They put up 5 goals on Spain right away and just looked so impressive. The way that these guys can head the ball and have control. I don't know, man. I find it to be pretty cool, and I'm finding myself watching it pretty much whenever I can, to be honest with you.
Well, is that the story of the World Cup to date, the elimination of the defending champions, or is there a bigger story to be found, you know, especially if the United States finds success against the Netherlands on Sunday after beating Ghana in their opening game?
Well, they play Portugal later today, but you know what? In general, yeah, I think that Spain – being knocked out right away is, you know, a pretty big story. You know, look, they're the defending champs, and, you know, you get knocked out right away. I mean, look, the bottom line is they found themselves, you know, up against teams that wanted to advance and be in the World Cup, the final 16 teams. So, hey, more power to those guys for knocking them out. But, yeah, I would agree. I think that that's probably the biggest story.
Right, right, and you know, the football has a worldwide popularity, and it's got its stars. It reminds me a lot of the NBA in certain ways. There's certain, there's certain nations that are definitely a cut above the rest, and a lot of those aforementioned juggernauts are better than the United States, and traditionally have been, and in my estimation, probably always will be.
I don't know, man. I got a good feeling about the USA this year, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, today will be a great test for them, obviously, against Portugal later. But I think the USA is much better than you're giving them credit for. Let's welcome in Mary Nemitz now from ticksforcause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Can't complain. I know you're a huge sports fan, and I know you've got the pulse on things. Can you at least maybe figure out a way to get Jeff a little bit excited about what's going on with the World Cup?
Yeah, Jeff, I was really surprised. I mean, I think the thing about it is, if nothing else, you just take a look at the pure athleticism that these players bring to just to a game in general. And then you think about really this being the world game, how many people not only are out playing this but are watching this. And what's really fun, at least in the group that I run around with here, even those people who don't like soccer, this, you know, every 4 years it just seems they really get into it and really get to watch it. And to see how the United States, just like you said, Andy, what could happen if the United States wins this game today, just here in the country, what that possibly could do to the interest level of people here into the game of soccer. So, and, you know, the other thing, too, with you see the numbers of people, kids, younger and younger ages playing soccer, both boys and girls, the growing popularity of it. Something like this today, to go ahead and beat Portugal, to take on Cristiano Ronaldo and to beat them, I don't know, could be a really, really fun thing.
You know, and I think you actually hit the nail on the head with what you said is, you know what, if for some way, shape, or form, you know, the U.S. does have success at the World Cup, you're right, it opens the eyes of young kids, and maybe some of those young kids, instead of going out and playing basketball or baseball or football, they decide to go and start kicking a soccer ball around. You know, I mean, it does happen like that. And if the U.S. has a strong showing, guaranteed that popularity of soccer will grow tremendously in the USA, for sure. And I think you hit the nail right on the head with that, Mary.
Well, it'll be, like I said, it'll be a fun time this afternoon to just see, you know, let's see how we do. Go USA.
Absolutely. And listen, Mary, if you don't mind, we'll get started here on what you do with ticksforcause.com, and we'll talk about our feature charity. But if it's okay, I'm going to already ask you, because we're getting close to a break, so I'll probably want to carry over for a few minutes on the other side, if that's not a problem, Mary.
Perfect. No problem okay. at all.
Perfect. So let's start out as we always do, and let's talk about ticksforcause.com and tell people how they can get involved and what your mission is with ticksforcause.com.
Andy, Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket exchange out there that allows purchasers to come to our website, find the tickets they want to literally anything they're looking for. Even if they were looking to head to Brazil for the World Cup, you could find tickets on our website, and with every single ticket purchase you make, you get to benefit the cause of your choice. We have over 800 to pick from. And our goal literally is to make every entertainment purchase matter for a charity or a cause.
And to be honest with you, I have used the site. I know that what Mary is saying is completely true. And to be honest with you, the tickets I had were right in the front row, on the first base side. So the seats that you can get, the tickets that are available, are very good seats as well. So very easy, very, very fun events that you have on there. And really, it's so simple, it's actually almost scary, to be honest with you, Mary.
Right. And we have these literally are the same tickets that you can buy anywhere else, but we actually have even more diverse tickets available. We have people who come on, companies, businesses, athletes come on and donate their tickets to their favorite charity. So you have the ability to buy those. And we also work with different venues. We've worked with the White Sox. We've worked with the Boston Red Sox, the Yankees. And they bring their tickets on, and we work with one of a cause for one of their events. And it just gives a really, really nice, diverse type of ticket that we offer to purchasers.
Very good stuff. Look, I want to just get into this real quickly because we're up against a break in about 2 minutes or so, but we're going to feature the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative this week, and tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into it on the other side a little bit more. But let's hear a little bit about what the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative is.
The IFI, Andy, is a group of caring people who came together recognizing the huge problem that not only the community here in Chicago faced, but really all over, when children are being raised without a father or a father figure in their life. The statistics on what happens to children from homes without dads, it's frightening. They are far more likely to commit suicide, run away, have behavioral disorders, drop out of school, abuse drugs, alcohol, end up in prison. And this group works very, 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 very hard to be able to bring that father figure or to really emphasize to dads and help dads really realize the important role that play that they play in their children's lives.
Very good. And that's just scratching the surface about the IFI. And on the other side, we'll continue to talk about ticksforcause.com. Jeff, anything you got to say about the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative? I mean, you usually are pretty up in touch on what we're talking about. Any quick thoughts before we take a break?
Well, I think it's absolutely vital. The statistics prove it. Father figure is an integral part of a young man's life, and you know what they do to develop strategic alliances with private, nonprofit, and government organizations to create and support child father programs is just excellent. Really helps young people get a chance in the world.
Very good. Hey, on the other side, we're going to continue with Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, talking a little bit more about the IFI and Ticks for Cause and the mission that they have and what they bring to you. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, Mary Nemitz, and Andy Dorf right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufactured. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich along with Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com joining me here this morning. And once again, we feature a charity each and every week. From TicksForCause.com, we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to have Mary Nemitz, the CEO and founder from Ticks for Cause, join us each and every week. And Mary, you were talking a little bit about the IFI, which is the Illinois Fatherhood Initiative, and we had just kind of scratched the surface on things, and then Jeff added a little bit of input as well. What more can you tell us about this great organization?
Well, I think why I really wanted to feature this organization is because they really emphasize the valuable role that fathers and father figures play in our life. I think too often in our society, this gets diminished, and you see in TV shows and this and that, it just becomes, you know, sometimes dads are just treated, you know, in a comical ways, but it's so wrong because the dad's father figures are such big, huge stabilizers to our family and our community. And here's one organization that is working very, very hard to get that point across to everybody who is out there as a father figure, those people who are uncles, godfathers, you name it. There are important roles that these people can play. And you know what? It's not just contained to Illinois. It's really anywhere, all across the country. You know, and really you speak to anybody who is out there as a dad or a father figure today to really recognize that role, that important role that you have in the formation of a child, whether it be, you know, your own child, a nephew, a niece, you name it, and to just really, A, recognize it, celebrate it, and help people to do more with that recognition.
You know, I think that was really well said, to be honest with you, Mary. And I can relate to a lot of what you're talking about, not in the sense of being a father, because the only thing I'm a father to is my two dogs. But I am a coach, and I do work with kids, and I do find it important to give them guidance in a lot of other ways other than just what I do with them out on the tennis court. And, you know, I get to know the ins and outs and the dynamics of families and their situations. And you know what? I have to sometimes step in and give my guidance and my words of either encouragement or ways of helping out with situations that are going on in people's everyday lives at home. So my role as a coach is more than just going out there and being a coach. I'm somewhat of a mentor, and again, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying because I work with these kids and I get to know them very, very well. So I agree with you 100%. Being a father and being a mentor is a very, very important role out there in society. Jeff, your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have to champion my own father just because I had such a great relationship growing up. And just the little things, you know, I have a child in divorce. And it's just the little things like driving across town to pick me up, to take me to football practice every day. Or, you know, just, you know, the life lessons and everything you get, that bonding experience. It's really important. And for those that aren't fortunate to have a father in the picture for whatever reason, you know, it's the guidance, the guardianship, you know. I can certainly I can tell you anecdotes all day about how I'm a better man because of the lessons taught by my father growing up, and I'm sure that Andy you do, and Mary you as well. Whether it's your biological father or just a guardian figure in your life, it's really important to not be the blind led by the blind, but somebody with life experience that can take you through that. Whether it's a coach, a father, stepfather, an uncle, it's really important to have someone in your life that can carry you through and guide you.
Most definitely. Mary, would you give us a final word for Ticks for Cause and the IFI?
Sure. You know what? I guess what I'd like to close with today is, just like you guys all said, it is a universal, it's this universal need, and it's this universal salute to all the men out there who are doing this. And I just want to say, I can't tell you the number of organizations, whether it's IFI and beyond, who have tried to do, you know, work with us on fundraisers at different for different sporting events all over the country that we can help them with in order to provide that togetherness, to raise awareness, and to help them raise funds. And I would really encourage, you know, any of those groups out there, whether you're coaching a team, whether you're you know, Boy Scouts, you name it, we can be here to help them, again, grow in community, grow in awareness, and help them fundraise in a very, very easy, simple way at the same time, regardless of where you're located. So it's an honor to work with these organizations, and it's just a real privilege to talk to you two to every week. I really appreciate it.
Mary, we appreciate you taking your time out with us each and every week. And like I say, most weeks I get an education on a different charity, and I also get an education on what your mission is at Ticks for Cause. And I can't tell you, I've enjoyed talking to you so much and learning each and every week about something new, to be honest with you. So it's a win-win, if you ask me. I truly enjoy talking to you each and every week, Mary.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. I hope we'll be talking about the USA continuing on in the World Cup next week, and you know, wish the best to both of you.
Agree 100%. Have a great Sunday, Mary, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com joining us, as she does each and every week, talking about Ticks for Cause and their mission. And then also we feature a different charity each and every week. And, you know, just to close you on that, I guess, you know, that's why we have those days of appreciation, Jeff, where we have Mother's Day and Father's Day. And that's when we can honor those people that are so significant in our lives and for all the things that they do. Whether it's, like you said, taking us to a football practice when we're a kid, or just talking to us and guiding us and helping us through just any normal problem that a young kid goes through throughout their lives. So,
and you know, I think it carries through life too, because, you know, I'll be 36 next month, and you know, I can't think of a week that goes by that I don't want to reach out to my father for advice on how to manage this thing called life. So, you know, I think that we associate Father's Day with you know, with children and young parents, but you know, your father is your father your entire life, and it's you know, it's really important to have someone, you know, whether you're 6 or 36.
Hey, when's your birthday? Just out of curiosity.
It would be July 11th. I'm a 7/11 baby.
You know, that's kind of wild, man. I'm a 7/13 guy, so we're neck and neck right there.
There we go.
So we got that in common, too. We're both cancers, man. That's pretty cool. But let's get into sports for a moment here, because we obviously have been diverted for a while, but for a very good purpose, to be honest with you. And a lot of things happening in the world of sports right now, and there's going to be a lot of free agent movement. The draft is right around the corner in the NBA. Joel Embiid, with his surgery, looking like he's going to get knocked down a few positions. I think it'll be interesting if it's Parker or if it's Wiggins that goes one. But for the most part, I think that we're going to have some serious player movement coming up here when free agency is upon us, and it's not too far away from us.
Oh, not at all. July 1 is right around the corner. These guys signed six-year deals with four-year opt-outs in 2010 have some decisions to make. You know, I'm talking about you know, a very popular player in New York, three players in Miami. You know, two of them probably have a decision. One, I think it's a no-brainer that Dwayne Wade takes $42 million over the next 2 years to stay with the team that drafted him, if only because he can't get that on the open market. But you know, with the draft coming up, you know, Cavaliers are slotted to pick number one right now, but you know, with everything on the table, I've heard sign and trade rumors. I've heard Kevin Love rumors. You know, I've heard trade down with you know, the Philadelphia 76ers rumors. So it'll be interesting to see who goes number one. But you know, not only who goes number one, but who actually is the team picking number one to go forward with Andrew Wiggins, Jabari Parker, or even Joel Hans Embiid. You know, the foot injury or the ankle injury is something scary, but you know, he's a dynamic talent, so some team might take that risk in the top five still.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's going to be interesting, but From one point, you know, he was maybe a number one draft, and now he slides to a little bit where he could be somewhere between the 5 and 10 spot. I don't think he's going to slip below that, to be honest with you. I'd be really, really shocked. But I do think, you know, like you said, there could be some interesting moves with maybe the Philadelphia 76ers trade down, maybe somebody else trades up. I don't exactly know how it's going to work out. Boston may take him there at like 6. So, again, there's going to be some interesting movement once the draft does happen. I know we're up against a break, so we'll continue talking about this and more. But on the other side, when we come back, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes from us each and every week from Canada. So we'll talk to him about some baseball, maybe even get some news and notes from the hockey. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th for travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Man.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am. You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Man tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. Got done with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com just a little bit ago. We talk to her each and every week, feature a charity, talk about ticksforcause.com and what their mission is. And they truly are the website with a heart. So if you're going to any event, dining, you name it. They totally got you covered. It's ticks4cause.com. But we're moving on, and now we're going to hook up with a guy that really needs no introduction as far as I'm concerned, Jeff. But we are going to give him his due. John Poulter, our professor of sports, now joins us. John, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, guys. How are you two this morning?
I'm good, man. You know, I'm sweating away out there on the tennis court. I've probably lost 10 or 15 pounds since you last saw me. So the next time we do get together, I hope that I still look the way I do now. And if not, maybe even a little bit better. But sweating away, John, not going to lie, man. It's triple digit degrees here as a norm. And after in about a month or so, it'll start pressing on me, to be honest with you, John. But for the most part, all's good in my world. Jeff, what about yours, man? How do you like this heat, Jeff?
You know, I'm, 13 years in the Valley here. So this is my, this is my 13th summer. And it's, it wears on you. I don't think there's any getting used to it ever, but you got to think about the trade-off when you read about your friends back in the Midwest that are shoveling snow just to get out of the driveway. I'll take the trade-off because you can certainly avoid the heat. It's not like being out in the wilderness. In civilization, I think it's easier to cope with the heat than the cold.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And speaking of heat and cold and whatnot, we haven't talked to John Poulter since the Stanley Cup Finals have taken place, and I do want to give you your due justice to at least give us your thoughts about the LA Kings and how impressive their run was this year for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, I think the Kings were, to coin a phrase that is used way too often, I think they were a team of destiny this year. You just had that gut feeling that no matter what happened, somehow, some way, they were going to find a way to get back in a game and hang in there long enough to get the winner at the appropriate time. And they sure showed that in the final. Three overtime games, two of which were double overtime games. Two games they won in overtime where they didn't lead for a second in regulation time. I think it was just their year. I think they got hot at the right time. They had the right combination of players. They scouted their opponents correctly. You got to give them credit. They won three tough game sevens on the road. They didn't have a home ice advantage for either of the first three series. So hats off to them. And thankfully the playing season of the NHL year is now over. And now we move into the administration season, or the silly season, as a lot of us refer to it. Because this is when we see silly dollars thrown around and signings that maybe don't make a whole lot of sense long term.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, in your humble estimation or opinion, what do you see happening in the off season? Any big moves? Who gets fired? What's going to happen to some of those teams in the NHL?
Well, in terms of firings, we've seen everything that's going to happen there has happened. A number of changes at the GM level, number of changes at the head coach level. Some appointments have already been made. There's a couple that I understand are pending, and two that were filled this week. The one that seems to be hanging out there, and this is kind of odd, is Pittsburgh. There's a team that's got a lot of stars. And if you understand the dynamics of what's going on in terms of where coaches are going, it seems that that is the one place that is still without a coach. It's a team with a tremendous amount of talent on paper, yet nobody seems to want to go there. And I don't know whether it's because it's a bit of a circus or whether it's because there's a lot of pressure there or whether it's simply because of the fact that Sidney Crosby, who is unquestionably the best talented player in the NHL, is perhaps running the team. Maybe there's a fear that guys just don't want to go there, but that to me is one of the big puzzles of the offseason, that nobody seems to want that Penguin job.
Interesting, very interesting. Jeff, any thoughts on maybe why nobody wants to go to Pittsburgh?
Well, you're asking a Cleveland guy about Pittsburgh, so you have a Brown Steelers thanks to the side. My Brown Steelers thanks to the side. I don't understand it. I know it's not, I know it's not Detroit or Chicago. You know, they have that hockey tradition, but, play alongside Benny Malkin and Sidney Crosby. I know that they've had some organizational dysfunction, but, a disappointing postseason this year, but, why not Pittsburgh? This isn't like the NBA. These are hockey players that are used to being in the cold. So I don't think that the locale is. I just think that, maybe it's just looking at what Pittsburgh's done off the ice over the last few seasons that, that might turn a few free agents off. I really don't know exactly what the mindset is, what you look for other than winning and obviously the almighty dollar.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting because I'm with you. The chance to play with Sid the Kid, like John said, the most talented guy out there in the NHL, unless he has some sort of personality conflict with a lot of guys, I'm not sure. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You would think that that's a pretty good option, but it is what it is. Hey, let's switch gears and let's talk some baseball, and we'll keep it in Canada right now and talk a little bit about your Toronto Blue Jays. They're still atop that division in the American League East, about a game and a half lead over the Yankees. They haven't played particularly well in the last 10 games. I believe they're 3-7, lost their last game. But it's been a heck of a turnaround for this Toronto Blue Jay team, being in the cellar, and now they're in first place, John.
Yeah, they've been a team of streaks. And, you've often heard me say that no team is as good as its best 10 games and no team is as bad as its worst 10 games, and I think the Blue Jays are sort of the proof of that. They had a great run in the month of May. They tailed off substantially in June. We said that the good run was based on starting pitching, and we all know that starting pitching is at least 70% of the game, probably a little bit more. And in the last couple of weeks, the starting pitching has let them down, and the hitting has died at the same time. And if you're trying to win baseball games, that's not the greatest combination to have your starting pitching go into hibernation at the same time as your hitting. So I think it's going to be tough for a little while. They got swept in New York this week. The Yankees are a game and a half behind, but they're equal in the loss column. So those three games are, they've got identical records on the road. So those three games that the Yankees have in hand are home games for the Yankees. And the Yankees are here in Toronto for three games at the beginning of the week. So that may be a turning point in terms of where those teams go. And when we chat a week from now, we may see this thing even tighter. We may see it a little bit more wide open.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty impressive. Your thoughts, do you think Toronto can keep this up? And are they someone to contend with or compete for winning that division?
Well, I think a lot is going to depend on two things. Again, going back to the starting pitching, I think that has to come back to where it was during the month of May. This is perhaps a year where the American League East is winnable for several teams. The Red Sox are slumping a little bit. The Yankees are not what they used to be. Tampa Bay isn't playing all that well. In fact, they have the worst record in baseball right now, which is kind of hard to believe when you look at the talent that's on that roster. And Baltimore's kind of been hot and cold. Baltimore, the Yankees, and Toronto are so close in terms of their records, almost anything can happen. I think it's going to be interesting to see what those three teams do at the deadline in terms of picking up players. I think we can probably bet the house on the fact that the Yankees are going to go out and write a few checks and sign a few guys. They're certainly not going to be sellers. The question is, do they try and beef up a little bit to make Jeter's last year a memorable one, or do they stick by their creed and go with what they've got? I don't think the season is out of it for anybody, maybe other than Tampa Bay. I think probably come Labor Day we're still going to be looking at a pretty tight race between three teams for sure, and maybe Boston if they ever get out of the slump that they're in right now.
You know, you brought up something to me that I find to be really interesting, and all three of us will take a swing at this, but I'm shocked that Tampa Bay is playing as poorly as they're playing. They've been a team that's kind of been right there for potentially winning a World Series, getting into the playoffs and having a shot. They haven't done it, but my point is that this has got to be the biggest shock in baseball right now. Tampa Bay being in the cellar of that division, first of all, but having the worst record in baseball. Jeff, you first.
Well, you know, they've had shed some stars over the years. You obviously, they gave up James Shields for Will Myers. That's kind of working out to date, but, the maneuvering and trying to build through the draft and keep your talent as long as you can, it's caught up with them. And I think the American League East is just better around them right now. I don't think Tampa Bay is the last place team, but I also don't think that they're a playoff contender this year. I think it's going to be interesting. As we approach the month of July, I think we're going to see them become sellers at the deadline and. I think that this is probably a third or fourth place team in the American League East.
I don't disagree. Let's keep it in the American League for now, guys, and let's move on, and we'll go to the Central Division, where Jeff, you're obviously a Cleveland fan. They're four games out right now, just one game under 500. But I'll tell you what, I've been very unimpressed with Detroit. You want to talk about a streaky team? They're very streaky. Kansas City, on the other hand, I'm pleasantly surprised to see them in the mix. John, your thoughts about the Central right now?
Yeah, I agree with you. Detroit's got way more talent on paper than they're showing on the field. Not sure what the problem is there, whether it's the change in management, and I don't mean to be negative about Brad Ausmus, a first-time manager, but I just wonder if Jimmy Leland was getting more out of this team, and perhaps there was a bit more respect for him as a manager than there is for Ausmus. And again, I don't want to downplay Ausmus because he's only been on the job 60 or 70 games. Kansas City actually were in first place up until about 3 days ago. They've lost their last three. Detroit has won their last three to get back in first place by a game and a half.
Yeah,
I think Kansas City is probably in that category that we chatted about a few minutes ago, that you're never as good as your best 10. And, they had a great run. I think they were 9-1 or 8-2 in a 10-game stretch about 10 days ago. That allowed them to catch the Tigers. They beat the Tigers twice in a three-game series, which put them into first place. I don't see Kansas City hanging in there for the whole season, but boy, Detroit is certainly a puzzle. I look at that talent, especially in the starting rotation, and I wonder how this team is only a game and a half up on the rest of that division, which, with respect to the other teams, isn't the strongest division in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We all know that, and it's definitely shaping out that way right now. So, hey, John, we're up against it. I hear the music, so we're going to have to let you run. We didn't even get to talk about my Milwaukee Brewers this week, and they're still in first place. So I'm still loving life right now, and we'll catch up with you next week, man. And I really appreciate you taking your time out with us, as you do each and every week.
You bet. And one last word, the sad passing of Tony Gwynn this week. Class act and a great hitter.
Absolutely. Very, very, very good and very well said. True class act in Major League Baseball, for sure. That's John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, will be right back on the other side to put a bow on this hour. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick hour, Jeff. Really quick hour, to be honest with you. Got to thank our usual normal contributors, Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, as she joins us each and every week. We talk about Ticks for Cause, their mission, their objective, and then also we feature a charity each and every week. So we love talking to Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. And then we hooked up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk a little bit about the NHL and some of the things that are going to happen in the offseason, and a little bit of a recap from the L.A. Kings winning the Stanley Cup Finals once again. And then some baseball talk with him. And, you know, you're the guy there, the Cleveland guy, Jeff. Do you think Cleveland has another interesting push in them this year, and could they make a postseason run once again?
You know, I think they're flawed, but I think that every team in the American League Central Division is flawed. I mean, if you look at the standings right now, you got Oakland with a six-game lead, and the Angels are in second place with, you know, 6 games back. You look up at the American League Central, the last-place team is 6 games back. So I think that it's going to be an interesting race. I think that Minnesota's probably a cut below, but I don't rule out Chicago with all that young talent they've got. Kansas City obviously showed that they can put together a run. But Detroit and Cleveland, you know, I think that both teams have their fair share of flaws, so I think it's open season in the American League Central Division. I wouldn't predict an Indians run here at the end of the season, but I wouldn't have predicted one last year either. So, you know, it's definitely a marathon, and I think we got to watch the whole thing to see how it pans out.
Absolutely, and just a real quick note, and then we'll get out of here, and we'll come back with hour number two. You said something about the 40 win total. Well, nobody in the Central has 40 wins, so the LA Angels would be in first place in that division. So just something to think about. Anyways, that's hour number one in the books. Keep it close. Hour two is coming right at you after the pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. Keep it close. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Iran's supreme leader condemned U.S. intervention in Iraq on Sunday, accusing Washington of seeking control as Sunni insurgents drove toward Baghdad from the Syrian border and consolidated positions in the north and west. The statement was the clearest statement of opposition to a U.S. plan to dispatch up to 300 military advisors in response to pleas from the Iraqi government and runs counter to speculation that old enemies, Washington and Tehran, might cooperate to defend their mutual ally in Baghdad. The United States, seizing on Egypt's weak economy and shaky security, is seeking to convince its new president to embrace more moderate policies to achieve stability. In the few weeks since President Abdel Sisi officially took office, U.S. officials say they have seen some small encouraging signs that he is prepared to protect his people's rights. Protesters in support of Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah's decision to drop out of the electoral process gathered in several cities on Sunday. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Attention, teachers, nurses, social workers, government employees, police officers, and firefighters. If you're still paying on student loans, get ready for a special announcement. Your entire student loan can be forgiven. You heard correctly. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you could potentially have the remaining balance on your student loan debt forgiven. Broadsword Student Advantage can help anyone with $10,000 or more in federal student loan debt potentially cut their payments in half, reduce their interest rate, or consolidate their outstanding loan. But if you are a teacher, nurse, government employee, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit company, you have the added benefit of potentially having your student loan forgiven. Call now for free information to find out how. Call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't waste another payment on your old student loans. Call for your free loan forgiveness information now at 800-210-6779. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
On Friday, the White House stepped up efforts to slow the flow of illegal children into the country, expanding the government's ability to process and deport people and announcing new funding to boost security in crime-plagued Central American countries. The Obama administration said it would boost the ranks of immigration judges, lawyers, and asylum officers to quickly decide what happens to people apprehended at the border and to return them to their home countries. Russia's Vladimir Putin on Saturday voiced limited support for Ukraine's unilateral ceasefire in its conflict with pro-Russian separatists, but told President Petro Poroshenko there had to be talks with the rebels to prevent the truce collapsing. The Kremlin set out Putin's view after overnight fighting in Ukraine's east, in which pro-Russian separatists attacked military bases and customs posts within hours of the ceasefire coming into force on Friday night. While welcoming Poroshenko's truce, the Kremlin said Putin believed his peace plan should not be an ultimatum to the rebels and warned the ceasefire should not be viable and realistic unless there were practical moves to start talks between the opposing sides. This is IRN USA Radio News.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepusa or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The Obama administration halted plans to shelter children crossing the border in Virginia. National correspondent Sean Scott Ferguson has the details.
The Obama administration Monday abruptly halted plans to shelter some of the children surging across the border at a defunct college in rural Virginia, as the White House has continued to see its efforts to house the children throughout the country be thwarted by opposition from local officials, the Washington Times reports. As many as 500 children were to start arriving this week at St. Paul's College, a recently closed historically black college in Lawrenceville, Virginia. But the Health and Human Services Department's plans were stymied, at least temporarily, after town and county officials objected to the short notice and complete lack of community input. As the feds worked over the weekend preparing the campus for the arrival of the children, whom officials said would be ages 11 to 17, public outrage erupted in the community, which is about 70 miles south of Richmond. I'm Sean Scott Ferguson, IRN USA News.
An attack from inside Syria on Sunday killed a 15-year-old Israeli boy on the occupied Golan Heights, the first fatality on Israel's side of the frontier since the Syrian civil war began, the military said. Israeli tanks fired at Syrian army positions in response to what an Israeli military spokesman described as an intentional attack. The defense ministry said the teenager, an Arab citizen of Israel from a village in the Galilee, had accompanied his father, one of the ministry's civilian contractors, to the Golan, and that two other people were wounded in the incident. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Or maybe good afternoon, depending on where you're catching us. A lot of things happening in the sports world. Is Melo on the move as he is eyeing the Chicago Bulls? Is Kevin Love on the move? How about Klay Thompson? Will he be a Los Angeles Laker? Free agency in the NBA is just about to hit us, and it's just about to run wild. I have a feeling it's going to be interesting. That's all I can say. World Cup soccer. If you're a USA soccer fan, well, it doesn't get any bigger than today for you people. USA with a chance to advance to the final 16. If they can beat Portugal later on today, I believe it's 3 o'clock my time here on the Pacific time zone and 6 o'clock on the Eastern on the East Coast, but truly, if you are a soccer fan, you're a USA soccer fan, huge, huge day for the USA. Jeff, good morning, man. Thanks for joining me in hour number two as well. Huge day in sports for U.S. soccer fans, man.
Absolutely. You know, they've had some tough luck in these World Cup draws, especially the groups they've been put in. But I've got a baseball question for you. Maybe I'll ask you on the other side. I think you know, might know what I'm talking about, but, I definitely want to get into it with you when we get into the program a little bit here.
Sounds good. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. By the way, we haven't pumped it much, but if you do want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Soccer fans, we want to hear from you. NBA fans, we want to hear from you. Who's on the go? What's going to happen with the NBA draft? It's right around the corner next Thursday. So a lot of things for you to talk to us about. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits if you want to get in touch and talk to us. But, Jeff, you said you had a question before the break. Let's hear it.
All right, so there's a little dust up, you know, a little bit of dust up action going on at Chase Field earlier this week with the first place Milwaukee Brewers in town against the dreadful Arizona Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks aren't strangers to controversy after their dealings with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Yasiel Puig, Zach Greinke, Ian Kennedy, basically every both coaching staffs fully involved. And the Diamondbacks haven't gotten a sterling reputation from the media as far as the gamesmanship in baseball, as far as beanballs are concerned. You had a situation on Monday night where Kirk Gibson decides to pitch to Ryan Braun with first base open, hits a triple, burns the team. Jonathan Lucroy, a little bit of a hotter hitter. Same situation the next night. They're in a situation to put Ryan Braun on first base. Evan Marshall throws one behind him and then hits him on the rear end with the second pitch. Really kind of humiliating walking off the field. If you're an Arizona Diamondbacks fan, watching them celebrate their pitcher being thrown out of the game, fist bump with the ejected pitcher and manager, high fives in the dugout. Just your take on this whole thing, because you are familiar with both the Diamondbacks and the Brewers.
Look, this goes back a few years when the Brewers were playing the Diamondbacks in the playoffs. And then, obviously, all the information that leaked out about Ryan Braun and the PEDs and whatnot. So, in all honesty, what we're seeing is a lot of angry Arizona Diamondback fans that feel that they may have been wronged by the Brewers, beating them in that postseason play. The bottom line
under the bridge at this point.
Yeah, what I was gonna say is the bottom line is that it's over, it's done with. Like you said, with the Dodgers and the D-backs, with what happened with them, the Dodgers doing things in the pool that probably are very inappropriate after they were celebrating on the Arizona Diamondbacks field when they won the division. I got two things to say, okay? First and foremost, okay, if you don't want people to celebrate or if you don't want teams to beat you, well, then beat them on your own field, okay? I mean, that's number one. Number two, I think that, you know what, like you say, at this point, it's time to move on and turn the page, man. It's years and years past that. We live in a forgive and forget society, and people should move on. Do I think what Ryan Braun did was correct or right? No, absolutely not. But, again, he's human. We all make mistakes, some bigger than others. But at the end of the day, he's a competitor, he's an athlete, and he's out there trying to do what he can to win ball games for his team. And in his particular case, it included cheating, okay? So I understand their disgust. I understand their anger. However, it's been several years now, and it's time to move on. I think that was Bush League. I think it was bad. I think if you're an Arizona Diamondback fan, and you're cheering for things like that, then it says a lot about where your ball club is in general. So, yeah, I wasn't too happy about it, Jeff, to be honest with you. But in a weird way, I understand the reaction, but I don't think it's warranted.
I agree. And you know, without going on too much of a tangent here, what's the most humiliating about the Arizona Diamondbacks in the present tense is the way that they run their baseball team. Evan Marshall missing with the first pitch notwithstanding, which, you know, really goes to the etiquette of you hit, they hit our guy, we'll hit your guy. You know, I think there was an accidental hit by pitch on Gerardo Parra on Monday. But, if I'm an Arizona Diamondbacks, I'm humiliated with the way that this team is run, that they've traded away Matt Davidson and Trevor Bauer and Tyler Skaggs and Jarrett Parker and gotten very little in return. I'm most humiliated with the way that Ken Kendrick, the owner, and Derek Hall have run this team. And, you know, it goes down to, to middle management positions like, Kevin Towers and Kirk Gibson.
Agree 100%. You know, it's like a few years ago when the Phoenix Suns were starting to be dismantled. I mean, you know, you think about the teams that they've had, some of the runs that they made, and then start to take things and pieces away, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. And, you know, I think what the D-backs did ultimately, you know, with the pitching staff is killing them. So, you know, you get what you deserve, to be honest with you. And right now they deserve to be a ball club that's 32-46. I mean, they're just not very good. And like you said, they have made bad decisions from the top all the way down. And I don't know how much longer Kirk Gibson can survive this, to be honest with you. And to be honest with you, at the same time, I don't know if it's totally his fault, but he's going to be the guy that does take the fall.
Oh, I think he manages his bullpen poorly. You know, I think he's been given some poor personnel. Obviously, he's not the one that traded away Matt Davidson and Adam Eaton and it's just a countless list. If you go, if you look at all the young talent that Diamondbacks come through the pipe. But on the other side of the equation, though, you have the Milwaukee Brewers. They're just playing lights out baseball, and I think that a lot of baseball experts have been waiting for them to fade, and it just hasn't happened. What's been the Brewers' secret to success this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, look, they're getting a team effort. I mean, let's be honest. You know, Luke Roy, as you mentioned earlier. That kid's unbelievable. It seems like he makes contact every single time he gets to the plate. So I think it's just a real accomplishment that their pitching has been solid. Loesch is one of the best in the game when he's got his best stuff. Gallardo, we know what he's capable of. The pitching staff is actually pretty darn good. And ultimately, this is a pretty strong lineup with the batting. Gomez is a good player. Like I said, Lucroy. You got Brawny. This is a dangerous lineup, you know. So I think when you really think about what the Brewers bring to the table, they bring offense and they've got good pitching. And what does it take to win in baseball? It takes good pitching and it takes timely hitting. And right now, that's what the Brewers are doing, Jeff.
Now, is Renicki a NL Manager of the Year candidate? I know that you got a pretty good thing going in Atlanta with Freddie Gonzalez. Matt Williams in his first year has got the Nats right in the thick of things. Bruce Bochy's had the team bounce back, but I don't think that the 2013 season was a true indication of what the Giants were. So, is it the way that Renicki's running this team, or is this talent just all clicking together?
No, I mean, look, I think it's a combination of things, but absolutely. When your team has success, then your manager is going to be a guy that gets looked at. And you know what? Let's be honest, man. This thing could have gone really bad. Think about it. You know, Brawny gets suspended last year for the last 65 games or whatever it is. And then coming into this season, you know, you had to think that there's going to be a lot of people, you know, giving them a hard time at ballparks. And you never know how that's going to affect a team when they go places. So, you know what? Absolutely, man. I think that the Brewers have done a great job. And for sure, when you have the best record in the National League, you got to be looking at that guy for Manager of the Year. But we're up against a break. We'll continue breaking down the world of sports. If you want to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Tons and tons of things to talk about. Later today, USA playing Portugal to move on in the World Cup. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me, doing a little bit of overtime for one Fred Wallen, who tomorrow his wife is having surgery. So I do appreciate you taking time out, Jeff, to help along with this hour so that Fred could be there for his wife today to help her with whatever she needs to get done before her surgery. And obviously we wish her well and wish her luck through the process as well. So thank you for filling her shoes today, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd like to echo that sentiment. Prayers to the Wallen family as they prepare for this. And, it's my pleasure being here. And, you and Fred usually tear up the NBA in the second hour. So, you ready to turn the page, talk some, maybe put a bow on the finals and talk about the offseason to come?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I you know me, man. I love talking NBA hoops. I love talking hoops in general, college or NBA, and why not? I mean, I was thoroughly impressed with what the Spurs did. I can't imagine seeing a team play better, to be honest with you. They had one game where they struggled a little bit, but for the most part, you want to talk about precise, you want to talk about precision, you want to talk about guys knowing their roles. The San Antonio Spurs do it better than anybody else in the business. And, I said to you a few months ago, I don't know how this team isn't in the hunt year after year for winning title after title with the way that they do it. It's unbelievable. Tim Duncan, to me, looked better this year than he has in recent years. Tony Parker is Tony Parker. He's like the best in the business. Kawhi Leonard is up and coming, budding superstar that I think has made his mark. I mean, let's be honest. He was the MVP of the finals, and the dude is just a flat out baller. And I give Greg Popovich just so much credit. He knows how to manage egos better than anybody in the business. And I'd put him up there with some of the best. And, guys like Phil Jackson, who people called him the Zen Master because of the way that he was able to manage egos. I think Popovich does it just as good, if not better, to be honest with you. And I truly like the San Antonio Spurs as an organization. I think they do it the right way. So I'm totally okay with them winning the championship. I'm just surprised at how easy it was for them to get by the Miami Heat. So, and again, it has all to do with the fact that they know how to play the game better than anybody else, and they share and distribute the rock. And I'm just somewhat in shock at the ease that they were able to get by the Miami Heat, Jeff.
Well, something you said was about Pop being able to manage egos. I don't think that that's the thing. I think it's the developing NBA players, but not only that, but developing men. And I think that they really do a good job vetting out all of the talent that they bring in. And if you don't buy into the Spurs system, they're not going to bring you in the first place. And if they do, they're not going to keep you around. There's a lot of there's 14 teams that look back at that 2011 NBA draft and say, How did so many teams pass on Kawhi Leonard? When you look at top of that draft, you see Kyrie Irving, and then you don't see a whole lot else in that top 15. And you have Kawhi Leonard, who's a better shooter because he's a San Antonio Spur. He's not just an excellent basketball player. He's an excellent basketball player that's got 4 years or 3 years of the San Antonio Spurs coaching and their system and all the players around him that buy in. I mean, Danny Green was a player that bounced around the NBA, and he's a really integral part of the whole complex that makes the Spurs great. It's not just Duncan, it's not just Ginobili, it's not just Parker. Obviously, those guys are superstars, and it helps. But it's all of these role players. I mean, Boris Diaw, let's face it, the guy's not in great shape, but
you know, he supplements that time that Duncan gets to sit on the bench because, you know, let's face it, Duncan's no spring chicken either.
Yeah, no, and you know what? The one thing that we both didn't mention, but I mean, we did, but we just didn't mention the actual word. When you're talking about guys like Boris Diaw, when you're talking about guys like Patty Mills, when you're talking about guys like Tiago Splitter, when you're talking about Kawhi Leonard, you're also talking about versatility. And Boris Diaw absolutely ate the Miami Heat up, whether it was inside or outside. His versatility, his ability to handle the ball and shoot the rock from the three-point line, I mean, it's unbelievable. So Danny Green, like you said, he's a journeyman, but when that guy gets hot, he's lights out, and he can flat out stroke it and knock it down from anywhere. And again, you know, whether it's developing players, managing egos, a combination of both, Greg Popovich is the best in the business at whatever it is. I mean, so again, a lot of credit goes to them. Kudos. I'm very happy and proud of the way that they played the game, to be honest with you. It was a true clinic on passing, setting screens, getting out and getting your hand up in a guy's face to close out on shooters. It was a clinic, Jeff, to be honest with you. And they were the best team in the regular season, and they were the best team in the postseason. And they win the championship. So, that, I mean, it is what it is.
Hands down the best team. Hands down the best team. Now, they're going to have to retool a little bit. You know, they retooled after losing the finals last year in devastating fashion. But you got a guy in Patty Mills who, you know, isn't that much younger than Tony Parker, and is never going to start. But, you know, I think we saw an NBA caliber, you know, starting caliber point guard in Patty Mills in the series, and I think that he's going to be a really hot free agent when the free agent frenzy begins here in about 2 weeks.
Well, and the thing that the Spurs have been able to do better than most teams is they get guys to come back and play for less money, you know, i.e. Duncan, i.e. Parker, i.e. Ginobili. Those guys could go other places and make a lot more money, but they decided to stick with what works, and I love Patty Mills. I don't know about you, but I look at him as a poor man's Tony Parker, to be honest with you. Very similar game, and he might even shoot the three-pointer better. Not might, he does. He shoots the three-pointer a little bit better. The guy's quick, he's shifty. He's a tough matchup, to be honest with you. And I agree with you. He is going to be a hot commodity in the free agent market, but I think he plays again with the Spurs because he loves that winning tradition, and he's bought into the system, and truthfully, he fits the system very well. So I know what you're saying about needing to retool, but I truthfully believe that a lot of these guys that they have, opportunities to go elsewhere, are not going to take them. They're going to stay with the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, you look at both sides of the coin. After losing the finals in 2013, the San Antonio Spurs made exactly one personnel change. They brought in Marco Bellinelli. You know, whereas you look at Miami, who lost this series in five, you know, granted they have some players that can opt out. You know, they're getting older, and they, you know, they knew that this was going to be a problem when they came together in 2010. But, you know, they're looking at perhaps blowing this whole thing up. I know that Pat Riley doesn't want that, but that might be the reality of the situation in Miami.
Look, I think everybody has to realize what the Miami Heat have accomplished, okay? They went back-to-back. They've been in the last four. I mean, you know, it really doesn't get much better than that when you think about it. And sometimes everybody has to take a seat and just sit back and chill out and look at the body of work as a whole and say, you know what, we've been there. And yeah, there's only one team that winds up winning at the end of the day, but you really can't take away what they've done. It's been impressive. Again, being there four times, winning two out of four, I don't know. I think that there's just way too much pressure on people, and ultimately LeBron will sit back, he'll reevaluate the situation along with D. Wade and Ray Allen, who may be on his way out, but he probably still could knock down some three-pointers, as we saw, and be a piece that could help a championship-caliber team. But I think everybody's got to chill, man, and relax and not overreact when your team has just won two championships back-to-back and you had an opportunity to three-peat. I mean, get a grip. Seriously, like, what's wrong with people today, Jeff?
Well, in a vacuum, I think you're right. But, you got to remember, this is a team that did the Hollywood antics, and they set the bar a lot higher than for themselves than maybe it would have been if there wasn't a televised decision, if they didn't sit there on the stage at American Airlines Arena the day after the decision and say not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. And, and I think that everybody looked at that, and this team had to be the 96 Bulls year in and year out, and they set impossibly high expectations for themselves. And they ultimately end up being disappointing, I guess. They ruled the Eastern Conference. They don't get a lot of respect for them just because, who else is in the Eastern Conference? That Boston Celtics team that became this current Brooklyn Nets team, was probably their mightiest challenger. They haven't had to deal with Derrick Rose. The Knicks haven't been able to assemble themselves despite bringing in, big names. And, I think that at the end of the day, everybody looks at this team, they're like, they got the one against Oklahoma State. San Antonio arguably gave it away last year.
Right.
And, but here's the thing. Everybody looks at LeBron James. They say he's 2-3 in the finals. But to me, and I'd like your opinion on this, I think 2-3 is the same thing as 2-0 because you don't want to reward a player for not making the finals.
Okay. Well, here, on the other side, we'll get to that and a whole bunch more. We're up against a break, but at the end of the day, it's a game, and I think LeBron at least has that in perspective. So it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as I do each and every week, but he's doing a little extra work as Fred Wallen unable to do the show today due to some surgery for his wife tomorrow. So again, hearts and prayers go out to them. But Jeff, we've been talking a lot about the NBA and you know, with what's happened with the finals and whatnot, and the Spurs taking it over and beating the Miami Heat and stopping the opportunity at a three-peat for them, and the happiness for the Spurs and the disappointment for the Miami Heat. But let's shift gears a little and let's talk some free agency and some potential moves that might happen. I don't know what you're hearing about this, but I'm hearing interesting stuff. And I first want to get your thought on the Cavs hiring Blatt, the international coach. Nobody really knows a lot about him unless you've played for him. And the international game is a little bit different than the NBA game. So I guess the question is why would they go after a guy like this who doesn't have any NBA coaching experience? And tell me something about this guy that would make me say he should be a coach in the NBA.
Well, you get a lot of players that play both in the NBA and had to play overseas. And, you know, a guy like Anthony Parker, who's played for Doc Rivers, played for Mike Brown, Byron Scott. And he says, quite frankly, that David Blatt is the best coach that he ever played for. This guy's been overseas for about 21 years, coaching the game. He played overseas before that. He's a Boston native from Framingham, Massachusetts, that, you know, played at Princeton and, you know, immediately went overseas. He wasn't an NBA caliber player, but, you know, he's coached the Russian national team. You know, he's and he's won seven in the 21 years he's been overseas. He's won 17 league championships, and that's you know it's kind of like hiring a college coach. You don't know how he's going to adjust to the NBA competition, but it's a little bit out of the box, and that's kind of how it's kind of been the Cavaliers' MO over the last couple of years. So big unknown, but he's a winner. Supposedly he's really good at working with young players, which the Cavaliers are full of. And, you know, I think that this is a move that says we're going to do right by the team. We're not going to worry about, you know, what free agent that we may or may not get likes this coach or not. They didn't go to Mark, you know, they didn't really even talk to Mark Jackson. They talked to Tyronn Lue. They talked to, you know, and Tyronn Lue, who we remember from the 76ers Lakers finals from the early 2000s. You know, Blatt was 1A, Lue was 1B. So, you know, I think that this is interesting, you know, and it'll be quite experimental. We'll see how he adjusts to the NBA game and scouting opponents that he hasn't, you know, that he probably hasn't really watched over the last two decades.
So you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're in the war room, and you're making the number one draft pick. Do you take Jabari Parker, who is the most complete player, a guy that can come in right now and score 20 points, or do you take a guy like Andrew Wiggins, who the upside and the potential is through the roof, but at this point, in my humble estimation, not quite ready for the NBA game, but again, tons of potential. Who's your number one pick as the Cleveland draft, as the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I think that there is a third name you have to throw in there, even though he's and actually even maybe a fourth. You know, I know that there's injury concerns that have surfaced, new injury concerns that have surfaced about Joel Hans-Embiid. You know, he's a one-of-a-kind player. They say that, you know,
worst case scenario with this guy is that he's Serge Ibaka. Best case scenario is he's the second coming of Hakeem Olajuwon. So, big upside to Embiid, but also big upside to Wiggins. And the Cavaliers, quite frankly, haven't addressed the small forward position since LeBron James left in 2010. So, I think that the pick ends up being Wiggins, but, they took Anthony Bennett with the number one overall pick last year. I know it's a different GM, but David Griffin was around. So it'll be interesting. I have my reservations about Jabari Parker, I'm only a little bit gun-shy just because of how we saw Derek Williams pan out. Seems to be a little bit of a tweener without a true position between the three and four, and that hasn't panned out really well in the NBA. So I like Wiggins for the first pick. I think that you can play him with existing personnel, and you don't have to worry about who you're able to bring in through via free agency. But I'm sure the phone's ringing off the hook. Everybody kind of wants to get into that top two for Wiggins or Parker. So we'll see how it pans out. But as of right now, I think if the Cavaliers keep the pick and make it on their own, that they're taking Andrew Wiggins.
I'll tell you what, I would think that, to me, that's a blessing in disguise, I swear to God. I think that Andrew Wiggins is so overhyped. I'm sorry, the guy struggles to dribble the ball. I've never really seen him be a consistent scorer the way that Jabari Parker was. I love Parker, to be honest with you, and I'm a Milwaukee Buck fan. That's who I want, and if he can fall into my lap at number two, I'm more than happy with that, because truthfully, I wanted Joel Embiid, but with the feet problem and just injuries in general, being a guy he's that big and you're going to have to put that much pressure on his body, I'm a little bit hesitant on a guy like that. So with everything said and done, I think Parker is the best player in this draft, and I agree with you, he's a little bit of a tweener, but you know what? The guy can score. He gets to the basket. He can shoot the rock. He's got an all-around game. So at this point, he to me is option number one. And if he were to go to number two, I think the Bucks would be thrilled to have Parker playing alongside Giannis and the rest of this Milwaukee Buck team. So I would be more than happy with that. Hey, I want to get your take on this. Looks like the Golden State Warriors are really looking to mess things up here. They have one of the best backcourts in the game, okay? Flat out, with Curry and Klay Thompson. And the news is that Klay Thompson could be on the go, whether it's the Lakers or somewhere else. I guess what I'm saying is do you feel like these guys are screwing things up there in Golden State the way that I do? First of all, with getting rid of Mark Jackson, bringing in Steve Kerr, a guy that has no coaching experience and frankly did a poor job of being a GM with the Phoenix Suns. And now they're thinking about splitting up Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. Again, I understand maybe Kevin Love or something along those lines would be the prize, but I'm a little bit scratching my head as to what in the world is going on there in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that Kerr is definitely a risky hire. I think getting rid of Mark Jackson wasn't a basketball decision. That was a conflict of personality, whether it was with the general manager there or the owner, Joe Lacob, or Joe Lacob. I scratch my head unless they try to pull the trigger on that Klay Thompson and David Lee for Kevin Martin and Kevin Love, which I don't think I think Minnesota balked at that a little bit, considering what's on the table for, considering the other offers that they've received for Kevin Love. If Klay Thompson goes to the Lakers, I think that that's I think he takes over the legacy. Obviously he doesn't carry it on, but if the Lakers have to move forward without Kobe Bryant here in the next three or four years, I think that Klay Thompson is a definite building block and a good place to start.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A ton of things happening in the sports world. As you know, later on today, USA playing Portugal, trying to advance in the World Cup to the final 16 teams. Very, very impressive if they can do it. I'll tell you what, in our number one, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com made the best point on this, to be honest with you. If the USA can go out there and win today, it heightens the awareness of soccer all over the U.S. And instead of a little kid going out and shooting a basketball or hitting a baseball or catching a football, maybe they start kicking a soccer ball around. And maybe it continues to grow in the U.S. like it does all over the world. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out later today, 3 o'clock my time, USA, Portugal. I know that Jeff Rich is back, and we were talking a lot about the NBA and free agency and who's going where and whatnot. And, you know, I think that Kevin Love is probably the biggest splash in the free agency market. You can make an argument that Melo is, and then again, I like I said, if some guys opt out of their deal, then yeah, they may become a bigger splash. But do you think Kevin Love is the big prize right now in the free agency market, Jeff?
Well, I think it's LeBron James. He's not a free agent. Neither is Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony also has to opt out.
Right.
I think it's certainly LeBron James. Whether Pat Riley does the sales job to keep him, and maybe get these other guys to take some pay cuts. I'm told that LeBron does not want to. He wants no part of a pay cut. If he opts out of his current deal with Miami, I'm sure he's bound for greener pastures, if you will. However, Kevin Love's the big deal. I think that Kevin Love is the piece that brings the other pieces, just because he does the dirty work down in the post. Minnesota's got to get something for him. The more the time that passes, the less valuable he is to the Timberwolves. So I see him being traded either before or after the draft, and whoever lands Kevin Love stands a good chance to land other free agents, depending on the cap situation.
Yeah, I mean, again, it is very interesting to see how the dominoes will fall, and if a guy like LeBron opts out, then yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, the way it stands right now, Kevin Love to me is that guy. Because we know he doesn't want to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So he's already made it clear cut that he doesn't want to go there. So they better make some sort of a move. Or, again, like you said, if a guy like LeBron opts out, yeah, he becomes the big piece, the big surprise, the big prize in general out there. So Melo, I'm not a big Melo guy. I don't know about you, but to me, he's a ball stopper. The early talks about Melo going to the Heat, that might be good, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day,
I don't see him playing for Miami or Chicago, just because where are the emphasis of Eric Spoelstra and Tom Thibodeau if he goes to Chicago or Miami? Defense. Has he played defense since he left Syracuse?
Yeah, well, that's my point. I just don't – for Melo, Melo's a tough fit in a lot of places, It's like he needs the ball, okay? You got three other guys on that team that kind of need the ball too. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, that they need the ball. I just don't think there's enough balls to go around, if that makes sense, They can't pass the ball enough to make it work, because those guys are a little bit selfish and they do want their numbers. It's not the same situation like they have in San Antonio, where Parker and Duncan are sitting on the bench a lot of the times in the fourth quarter in critical moments. You're never going to see that out of a LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So, yeah, I think it's different. Any chance you think he goes to Dallas and plays with Dirk Nowitzki?
Melo?
Yeah,
I think it's a possibility. I don't know if Melo wants to go to Dallas. I don't know that any of these guys want to go to the Western Conference, given how they cannibalize themselves. Getting into that Miami Heat Invitational.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, again, the Eastern Conference is definitely more wide open. The West is tough. I mean, just
I would consider Chris Bosh opting out and going to Dallas because he's from Dallas. And I think that he's the same type of player as Dirk. He's not very physical down in the paint, but he's got that perimeter shot. And if Rick Carlisle made it work with Dirk, as Dirk gets older, I think Bosh should be a good fit in Dallas if Dallas can find a way to make it work for Bosh.
I think Bosh is just so soft. I mean, there were so many times that he went up weak, against the other guys and the Spurs in the finals. I don't know. I am not a big Chris Bosh guy. I think he's definitely the weak link out of those three. Hey, Jeff, I hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. As always, not enough time, so much to talk about and not enough time to do it. So appreciate you taking time out a couple hours this week with me, man.
Hey, not a problem. I always enjoy doing this.
Sounds great. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, for all the people involved, Mary and John, I am the Dorfman saying peace, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have a great day.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.